Dried out flowers lie by the side of the road where the father of seven died.
To literally be attacked so brutally in this fashion, right on our doorstep. I mean, we walk the street, you can see at our bedroom windows where it's happened, and still today we really haven't come to terms with it.
Youngest daughter Maz Salim, her 82-year-old father, was stabbed three times just yards from his home on Little Green Lane as he made the short walk back from his local mosque just before 10:30 at night on the 29th of April.
That particular night, the person that normally walks him home had to leave a bit early. And, you know, obviously someone, you know, if someone has come and attacked my father in this manner when he was by himself. So it seems like a premeditated attack. It seems like someone has done this, you know, purely for the reason of, you know, of who my father was.
The family believe he was targeted because he was Asian and Muslim.
To think it is racially motivated, it is quite sad, really, because we're all British and, you know, we're British Muslims born in this Western society and we accept and respect the laws of this land. So for this to happen to our father, it's quite disgusting.
And the attack has also touched many in the community here.
Yes, what do you want, love?
That's 35 pence. My name is Purvez Akhtar and I run a small corner shop on Greenland Road just by the mosque. I know Mr. Salim for last 32 years, and the day it happened, he came twice in the shop. The last time I saw him about 5 o'clock, and he goes to me, inshallah, I'll see you tomorrow. And he hasn't come.
Purvez says since the attack, many people here are fearful, and it's a fear that's grown since the murder of soldier Lee Rigby in Woolwich, which has seen a dramatic rise in attacks against Muslims.
They're inside, like, you know, they hesitate to come out. So that's why I just start closing 8 o'clock as well.
And that's because they just don't really want to be out when it gets dark?
Yeah, because soon it gets dark, like, you know, most of the community, they want to stay indoors as possible.
Crossing over to nearby Wincliffe Road, where a man was seen on CCTV running near the murder scene. People here are concerned those responsible haven't been caught.
Yeah, you're right. You know what I mean? Obviously, we think about what happened, especially when it's dark. We walk down the road, but we're always looking over our shoulder now. We never bothered before, but now, even when it's about 8, 9 o'clock, I'm always looking on my shoulder. And if we are, we try to go out in groups rather than alone.
The older community are feeling very scared, feeling vulnerable at the moment, because the masjid is just around the corner, and a lot of our community pray there, and on the way back, they want company.
Here at Green Lane Mosque, where Muhammad Salim came to pray 5 times a day, we're seeing Khan says they're doing what they can to offer counsel.
A lot of people have shared their sentiments and feelings with us about how upset they are, and I think this just cuts across the whole community, whether a person was a Muslim or a non-Muslim. We can all feel a sense of being upset about how a person can be targeted like this.
West Midlands Police say they're working tirelessly to find the killer, with a number of officers dedicated to solving the murder. They're urging anyone with information to get in touch. For Maz and her family, that day couldn't come any quicker.
There's a killer on the large and we don't feel safe, and no one should be able to feel like this, especially where they've been born and bred and they've grown up from. So please, any little bit of information, please come forward.